This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown on the air for the week of July 15th to the 19th. I'm Doug Steffen. Normally Michael Harrison is here from the world of words that we all have come to know as Talkers Magazine. News Talk Radio is a big deal, most listened to format. And because Michael is so important, it's taken three people to fill his void. He's not here, but John Harper from WMEL is here in Florida. Rick Jensen in Wilmington, Delaware is here. And Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, all filling in, helping us to have conversation that means something about these issues of the week. So I'm actually going to do the countdown. I'm just going to hit the top 10, and then we'll pick out some things that we all feel like we want to, in sort of unanimity, we don't want to agree on what we think about the story. We want to agree the stories are important. Number 10, the heat wave. All I want to do is listen to Martha and the Vandellas having a heat. I'm not going to do that. I do that on my own program. I'm not doing it here. Let's see here. Number 9, Prime Day. You know, the suckers who buy into that. Number 8, the tensions with the Ayatollah, Bunga Bunga. Number 7, Rand Paul blocking unanimous passage of the first responders funding bill. Number 6, Philadelphia police and their social media problems. We didn't hear that. I want to talk about it. Rick, I want you to cue in on that in just a minute, please. Apollo 11 50th anniversary, week number 5, Puerto Rico and the mess down there, number 4. Presidential race, number 3. Impeachment. Oh, come on. The House and it's... I don't know. I'd find this... It's so... It's almost beneath us, the way these people talk and how they react and stuff. Number 1, the squad. So I thought it was interesting that Alan Dershowitz said that these four are closed-minded bigots. I'm long since passed on Alan Dershowitz for any credibility on either side, but he's become now the folks at Newsmax especially love to flag him or flail him because he's a kind of former liberal that still wants to be a liberal, or they want to tout him as a liberal, even though he seems to hang in with most of the values that Newsmax and that ilk have. So, having said that, and we have given a good deal of time to this, I'll go around the room, John and Rick and Victoria, just to respond. Are they closed-minded bigots? What's the real problem here? And maybe we can address it from both points of view, because I think Trump's got a problem, and I think they got a problem. So, John, how do you start?
I think that's probably a good way to put it. Trump is baiting them. And I think he has found that they have taken the bait to remove or distract from other issues. And as a result of that, I think the American public is now totally divided on our politics, our policies, and there's a bigger divide than ever between the left and right, and I don't see it at the moment getting any better in the near future, but I would definitely say they probably are bigots, yes.
You know, I'd counter that just with one thought, that what has happened in sort of defining the issues, I think they've brought more Democrats to the middle, and Republicans didn't like them anyway. So there is, because of all of the focus on social engineering and paying for college and everybody gets Medicare and all that kind of stuff, it's really kind of interesting how immature, I guess that's the word I would use. The discussion has been immature on both sides, but Trump has, I think, baited them. Rick, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you guys. And when, like I said, when I first heard Trump talking about, you know, go back to where you came from, fix that country, fix that mess, and then when you come back, you can teach us how to do that. Well, I mean, obviously, since Trump is inarticulate, he wasn't able to say.
Did you say he was really inarticulate? Is that the word you used?
Inarticulate, exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
The concept being, look, we know that the new Green Deal has nothing to do with green energy or being green. It was a construct to change our economic system here in this country to become more socialist. But apparently, he's not able to even say that. So obviously, they'll take it out of context and make it seem like it's something even more horrible than it is. Welcome to the race for 2020.
D.C. Radio Executive Victoria Jones. How are we doing in this world, Victoria?
Well, it was a long series of tweets over a weekend, and so the president had a number of opportunities to formulate the tweets. He had a whole weekend to figure out what he was going to say. So he's capable.
You really think he gives this stuff that much thought?
He can, or he has people who can tweet for him when he wants to put out policy. So he could have done it, but he didn't. He chose to do this, and I think it was a choice because I think it's a strategy for 2020. I think it's deliberate. I don't think it was being inarticulate. I think it was saying exactly what he wanted to say. So I don't think this was an accident. I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was as deliberate as the Green New Deal was deliberate, which was a new policy. And I think it's a policy that Nancy Pelosi has very deliberately not embraced because she knows it's not going to work with the vast majority of Democrats. And you know, that's why she said there are only four votes, which is very true. But, of course, they are a movement with some Democrats. And that's her problem, because you've got a couple of debates coming up for the Democratic candidates, which really Democrats are sort of ho-hum with, because the Democratic candidates must be spitting at the squad because they can't get any attention.
Sucking all the air out of the room, as it were. Up next, did we really have a trip to the moon, or was it fake? The conspiracy theories we've been talking, because when you listen to John and me talk about this stuff, I love it, he loves it. It's like the world revolves, and did certainly 50 years ago, around Apollo 11. But then let's give a little bit of time to the conspiratorialist, John, in a moment. Number five this week is the Apollo 11 50th anniversary. Right now, though, taking the air out of the room, literally and figuratively, if you're going to bed tonight and you're using the same old sheets, same old pillows, same old pillowcases, the mattress is lumpy, you don't have a mattress topper on your bed, what in the world is the problem? You can't live a good life if you don't have a good night's rest. And you won't get a good night's rest if you don't have all these great pillows and the mattresses and all of the accoutrements, if you will. These are my en français, accoutrements. MyPillow.com. Go there. Check out the mattress. You know, they give you 100, they've got a fabulous guarantee policy, 120 days for this, but for the mattress, 60 days for everything else. That is, if you don't like it, use it, send it back, get your money back. You can't get that with any other mattress or pillow manufacturer, sheets. You can't do that. So do yourself a favor. Great night's rest and at a reasonable price. Actually, save a lot of money using the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com. So go through the catalog, buy the pillows, buy the mattress topper, the mattress, everything. And by the way, they'll finance anything over $200. So let's get your bedroom taken care of first. Then you can do your children's bedroom, other bedrooms, guest bedrooms in the house. But you need to get it done and get it done right so everybody rests comfortably and well. You go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and sleep much better. You've heard me talk now for a couple of years about Calitrin, which is legitimately America's number one choice for a healthy way to lose weight. And there are other benefits as well. But I look at some of the testimonials here from people who say things like, Calitrin saved my life. Guy lost 100 pounds. A woman who said her husband lost 15 pounds. She lost 40. But do they keep it off? That's the question, isn't it?
You know, when you're doing it the right way with a product like Calitrin that's helping you lose weight over time, it's not a quick fix product. This is not lose 10 pounds in 10 days. But when you're doing it the right way, 1 to 2 pounds a week, that's where you can maintain it even after you get off of the product. Yeah. We're just trying to help people look better, feel better, get that overall better health with a product that is actually good for you.
So you got a summer sizzler, free shipping, save on the 90-day supply. All right, once again, code DJV for savings and summer sizzler at toploss.com.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Talk radio countdown show on the air. So Space Week is actually next week, July 21st to the 27th. There'll be a lot of attention this week, this weekend, next week on Apollo 11. You can't turn on PBS without seeing a replay of all of the things that happened. Actually, I've watched the same footage over and over again, John, Rick, and Victoria. So with all of the focus, the conspiracy theories have come back. And, in fact, I would say they've endured, despite being debunked any number of times. So you believe what you want to believe, I guess. When it comes to this, I don't know, it's kind of like Area 50. There were some people who even said, we've had this focus on Area 51 and the protesters there this week, that they filmed it at Area 51.
Uh-huh.
So
they could have filmed it at the farm. I mean, if they're going to film it at Area 51.
Come to my farm, exactly. And with the movie that was done, O.J. Simpson was in one of those movies. Who else was in that? You remember that movie? Anybody remember that movie about the A Trip to the Moon, and O.J. was in it. I forget who was it. Do you remember that movie?
No.
I don't remember.
No.
All right. It's a movie, and it was shot on a back lot at Paramount, and people say, yeah, it was the same set that was used by the news media when we, or by the government when we sent the men to the moon, and we didn't really send them into the moon. So, I don't know. I want to think, you know, I'm as good a conspiratorialist as many, certainly not Alex Jones caliber, but I think when it comes to this, you'd have to work pretty damn hard to keep this quiet and to not have it be something that, you know, it happened, and it is something we can all be proud of. I will never forget, and I want to go back to this. We all remember where we were at that moment, don't we?
Every
single person remembers where they were, what they were doing, and what the world was looking at with regard to this thing. It was the most, it's probably been the most unifying thing that ever happened in the history of the planet. Anybody disagree with that?
No, I totally agree, Doug. It was unifying, and it's almost unified, at least here in the Space Coast, again, the way people are feeling this week. It's been an incredible week of activities at the Kennedy Space Center. And if you want, after the break, we can talk more about that.
Yeah, let's we'll spend a few more minutes on it. And then I do want to go back to this discussion, Rand Paul. But I don't want to focus on Rand Paul. I want to talk about the firefighters and first responders and what's happened in the illness department. Just to put a focus or a cover on that discussion, because I think that's part of the discussion that, frankly, is not being, we don't delve into some of the nuance of a lot of this stuff, because we tend to be, some of the talk radio people, a little simplistic. 21 after the hour here.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Music from the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event here, and you can find the stories and people listed every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, also with Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, and you can see this great video footage of the event, the first Friday in June. I can't remember the date, but we had an interesting day that day, and there were some really good panels, so you can see the video's all been released at Talkers.com. All right, speaking of video, back to what John Harper from WMEL and I were just talking about. Everybody else can jump in as you will. Victoria Keelan and Rick Jensen.
Jones.
When I say, oh, Victoria Keelan, I know. You know what? And I do that with her, too. Not that you feel like Kara will attest to the fact that when sometimes I'm thinking about you or I've just sent you an email or something and I put Victoria Keelan on the air, I say, oh, it's Victoria Jones. And she'll say exactly what you, Keelan.
It's very funny.
It is kind of, actually.
Very funny.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's keep moving. The Apollo 11 thing. So you had one more thing you wanted to add to the nuanced discussion here, John.
Well, it actually, Doug, has been a fascinating week leading up to our 50 years ago tomorrow landing on the moon on Saturday. I know the show is aired in some places on Sunday as well.
Yes.
But this past week, the activities at the Kennedy Space Center have been magnificent. They have really gone all out to create, or I should say recreate, the feeling that existed 50 years ago. I had a chance to talk to NASA Administrator Bob Cabana, also a former astronaut on many of the Apollo launches, and on the shuttle launches, and he felt it's important not only to be looking back on 50 years ago and what transpired, but also to look forward and try to inspire new generations to get into the space program, just like so many young people did 50 years ago. So that was very important. Also, the day that the Apollo 11 launched from the Kennedy Space Center, they recreated all of the footage from CBS television in real time and showed it on big screens at the Kennedy Space Center with Walter Cronkite narrating everything.
And that really
was kind of cool. And it was chilling almost in the fact that it really brought you back to what was happening 50 years ago. It was a moment, as you said earlier, Doug, that everybody who was around back in those days remembers what they were doing and what they felt. And it also kind of recreated that same type of feeling. It really, really was neat, and they did a great job. Also, the Kennedy Space Center rededicated firing room number one, in which the firing room is where the managers all sit in front of the consoles. As the Apollo 11 and the other Apollo missions were launched from the Kennedy Space Center, they rededicated that and rebuilt it, and that was fascinating to see. They even have cigarettes, ashtrays, half-eaten sandwiches, things that you would never imagine would be in such a technical type of a facility, but they had it there all recreated and just fascinating to see. They've done a good job.
Oh, yeah. They were all big smokers then, and they smoked the guys in the television booths, the reporter, everybody was smoking away. That's an interesting part of what the reality was 50 years ago. I'm sure we'll talk about this more next week. Up next, though, the responders and more on Rand Paul's discussion about the bill to benefit first responders.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The U.S. and China continue to seek an end to a year-long trade war. President Trump spoke to reporters as he left the White House Friday, saying talks are going well and that the U.S. has the upper hand.
We're dealing with China. We're doing very well. They are not doing very well. They had the worst year they've had in 27 years, and we're having the best year we ever had. So we're doing well, but let's see what happens. And our farmers are doing very well because I've taken some of the billions of dollars of tariffs that we collect from China. We collect billions and billions of dollars of fees and tariffs, and I gave it to our farmers.
On another issue, President Trump says he's not in favor of using the debt ceiling as a way to negotiate a more favorable budget for Republicans. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard says its Navy has captured a British-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump says it's unacceptable and shows how untrustworthy Iran is. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For us to continue our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a very unique program, and it calls for unique contributors. Michael Harrison is off this week. Doug Steffen here with John Harper from WMEL in Florida. Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. And Rick Jensen is here from WDEL Wilmington, Delaware. I want to get to the car. We mentioned Rand Paul in the previous conversation about this, the unanimous passage, the desire was to get a unanimous passage on that first responders funding bill. He wants to know where the money comes from. So we've heard all of that. What you probably haven't heard is that as the debate sort of rages, if that's the right word for it, I think some of those words are overused, but there have been over 200 firefighters who have died from illnesses that are directly connected to their experience on September 11th. And so, as you think about a lot of the horrors, New York City police, others, there have been well more than 1,000 in addition to the 27 or 2,900 that died that day in the World Trade Centers. The firefighters, more and more of them get listed. If I remember the number, it was 300 and something that day. The effort here is to take care of those who are still alive or who are dying. We all remember dramatically when John Stewart took that fellow whose name I can't remember, who was dying, had how many different treatments for the cancer, and then a couple, 3 weeks after that, he died. I think Stewart went to his funeral to underscore what was going on. People who have died or are dying because of World Trade Center illnesses. You got to wonder what was in those buildings. That's kind of what I think of. Good God, what in the world was in those buildings? But they remember they were built in the late 50s, early 60s, it seems to me. So they were still using asbestos and stuff like that, things we wouldn't touch now. So anyway, the Rand Paul focus. may be important, but I think it's more important. We lose these. When you get the individual discussions like this going, you lose sight of the bigger picture, which is that 343 members of the fire department died that day. Another 200 have died since then. And more than that, were police, more police than firefighters died, I think, in the moment and then since then. So these people deserve, if nothing else, consideration. They deserve not to have to worry about what happens for the rest of their lives. And so whether Rand Paul is appropriate in blocking this, he made some good points, but is it lost in the fervor of trying to get this all done? What do you think, Rick, first with you?
What about the others? What about people who are not first responders? In complete agreement with you, what about the estimated 10,000 people who lived or worked in Lower Manhattan on 9/11? What Yep. about them being exposed to toxic fumes from the destroyed towers? You also have physicians who believe that pregnant mothers, babies, were negatively affected by the toxic fumes.
What do we do about them? Is that the question?
That's the question. Yes to the police, yes to the first responders, the firefighters. What about those people, too, and how many billions of dollars are we talking about now?
Well, I think, can we cast that in the backdrop of the discussions that we're having, the Rand Paul business about what are you not going to pay for, what budget are you going to cut, and you look at all the waste, fraud, the abuse and corruption in all the federal programs. And you think, okay, we could save lots of money. Wouldn't it be more appropriate if these people who are bureaucrats really did their job, really ran the country well, and took that money to help the people who are in dire need because of things that were not of their control, that we can argue were brought about by actions of our government in past years?
Agreed, but as you've often noted, Doug, it's the most strident voices that get the most attention.
Of course.
And we see that now with the odd squad and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, right.
And so when he says no to something like this, which is extraordinarily emotional, now it gets a lot of publicity, and we're talking about waste, fraud, and abuse in all of government. So is he achieving what his goal would be?
Maybe not with this particular debate, but he ought to be on it more than he is. Victoria, you started to say something.
No, all I was going to say was, you know, these are people who ran into burning buildings, and I agree. I think there are other people who also need help, and this is the tragedy of 9/11, which sadly happened long enough ago that with our ridiculous attention span, apparently doesn't matter anymore.
No, you're right. They don't. If you weren't there, you don't remember, you don't care. Yep, pretty bad. That's the real drawback of being one of the American traits, if you will. Okay, so we've got Amazon Prime Day, and I think my under-my-breath comment was suckers.
Why is that,
Doug? Why is that?
Yeah, what's that all about, Doug?
I don't get why people... Doug! Go ahead, Doug!
Yeah.
You can jump in on it, too. Yeah, Doug! And who among us actually thinks this is anything other than a complete fraud?
Well, occasionally there are things that you might want to get that are reduced.
Really?
But I'll tell you when you do better, because I wanted to get a particular Bluetooth speaker, which is normally $99, and on Black Friday it was reduced to $49, and I did really well on that.
Did you?
So,
good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Every retailer wishes they could create their own holiday where people shop with them. Amazon
did it. And we're stupid enough on the radio. Look at this. This is the number 9 item on the countdown. We're talking about it. Amazon is the wealthiest corporation in America. They don't need my help, your help, our help in promoting their stuff. And so, frankly, I know I was cast as Captain Curmudgeon when I said this, but I don't feel that this is deserving of our attention, frankly. I think this is a big ripoff. I think all the only thing that I realized as we talked about it on the DJV show was that Target did a good job, as they usually do. We run Target ads here, but I'm not saying this because I get paid to say it. I just think of all of the contemporary modern retailers that are doing popularly priced goods that Target does the best. That's just, who am I? You think I'm a shopping expert? Good God. But I will tell you that it's handy. When I go to a Target, I like that it's bright, it's clean. The people, even if, well, most of the time you can find somebody who speaks English. And, where do I go to find underwear? And I go, frick, bing, bang, boom, I'm done. That's
Thank
what
you.
I'm looking
no,
for.
I love that, but
so
I can also go on my computer.
What'd you say?
Right thing. Underwear. Well done, Victoria.
Okay. Socks, then,
right
Victoria.
I need to buy some inexpensive license plate screws. I go online, it's $7, free shipping, next day, boom, done. What's wrong with
exactly.
that?
Exactly. I bought two things from Amazon Prime this week. They're both going to arrive within 2 days, and I can't drive right now. I've broken my elbow. That saved me having to get a ride from a friend or call a Lyft. It is two ways. So much easier.
I think Jensen was talking about buying license plate screws from Target, though. Where are you talking about buying them?
No, that was on Amazon. Just a click of the mouse and boom, I'm done. Yeah. I'm lazy. I sit at my desk and buy stuff and then I go home. Yeah.
John and I are probably the only ones who would rather get into the car or my pickup truck and drive to get things.
You were absolutely right, Doug. I would much rather the art store. I'd rather go to a locally owned and operated store and buy it in person and not online. I do not buy very much at all online.
It's pretty
funny. I agree. I'm going to my nephew's wedding next May, and I'm going to wear a fascinator, and I'm buying that in the store. And those of you who don't know what it is are not keeping up. It is the kind of hat that the British wear. It's one of those hats.
Yeah, big hat. It's a big hat. I like those big hats. You look great in a big hat. I don't know if I've ever seen
it. Rick knows what it is.
I like those big hats. Pausing
really
in the
summer bazaar. Yeah.
Yes, right. This is Mondo Bizarro Radio, ladies and gentlemen. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Power Swabs is the way for you to move that ugly look from your teeth into the back zone. In the front zone, those whitened teeth, you use the power swab technique. Every time you use it, 2 shades whiter. It's only 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It works because it's all natural. It lifts the stains off of your teeth, your caps, your crowns, your veneers. It doesn't affect the enamel. That's why I am so, I love using this because I can see what happens almost immediately. The kids that are on the air with me on the DJV program laugh at me because I'll take a power, one of the tubes and break it open and do my teeth right on the air. But I won't do that on the countdown because it's not the same ambiance. But it will get your teeth brighter. You can see the change immediately. And that's what I like. Multiple treatments increase the efficacy of this. It saves your the enamel. It's pain-free. There's nothing about this that's bad. And it's inexpensive. A lot cheaper than going to the dentist and spending $1,000 to have him whiten your teeth. So power swabs. Let's do it in home, in the car, wherever you want. You can do it in the office if you want to. No strips, no trays. Just an all-natural concoction that leads you to have white teeth, bright teeth. Call 800-208-1797 for your kit. 800-208-1797. Whiter teeth the natural way with power swabs. 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code and you get the product for half the retail price. Half the price everybody else pays. You can't do this online. So you got to call 800-208-1797 and smile. Doug Steffen here with the people list from Talkers Magazine. 10 names. Actually, there are usually more than that because we find that there are folks that go together. Kevin Spacey and Jeff Epstein are tied number 10, an interesting combo. Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg, number 9. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, number 8. Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins, the Apollo 11 astronauts, at number 7. Rand Paul at number 6. Let's see here. Number 5, William Barr. Ricardo Rossello at number 4. Biden and the rest of the people that are running for president on the Democratic side in the third position. Number two, the ladies of the aforementioned squad. And at number one, the president who is sure to, he's going to be number one for good or for better or for worse. That's the list. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
All right, does everybody want to talk about the heat wave? Number 10 this week, the usual connection to...
Not at all.
So, in Wilmington this weekend, I'm betting you'll be topping 100. Victoria's in Washington, topping 100, where I am in Boston, topping 100. But you, unusually, John, you'd probably be the coolest of all of us this weekend, I'm guessing.
Yeah, oddly enough, except for the heat index, but going to be about 95 here, which is normal.
Yeah, right, very normal. So the business about climate, somebody came up with an idea this week, which I thought was fascinating. Somebody's developed a huge snow gun, you know, like the stuff they use on the mountains to make snow. Did you hear the story?
No.
The idea is to take water from the ocean, get the salt out of it so that it freezes, and use these big guns to cover the Antarctic with snow so it will keep the melting from happening any further. I don't know who's going to get that contract, but it sounds like stranger things have happened. Remember, 50 years ago, we went to the moon. Everybody laughed when Kennedy said in 1962, we're going to put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. Guess what? People are saying we're going to stop this problem on the two poles, and I'm betting that somebody is going to stop it. I think that this is, whether it's stopgap or not, things are changing, and they will continue to change. So I don't know who's... I can't imagine. I think we're just talking about the heat here. I would like to have one of these big snow things about now. Everybody stand out. You know how we like to, as kids, we stood outside under lawn.
This is better than going to the ballpark and having the hot dog gun. I like this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you imagine going to a ball game this weekend sitting in the stands? With that kind of heat and those ball players out there
on the field. Can you imagine those outfits that they have to wear? Oh, my God.
By the way, can I just say...
Before, yeah.
Yeah, no, sure it has. Ten seconds, Victoria.
England, world champions of cricket.
Okay, that's a good way to cap this off. 10 before the hour. Thanks to Rick and John and Victoria.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with our weekly visitation from Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal opiner here on the Countdown. Also, he's an expert on the legality when people are having their identity compromised and people have been scammed. They call for representation, they call Attorney Wiseman. He doesn't have an 800 number, though. Well, this guy's on TV. If you've been scammed, call 800-800-800. Or the guy who's, I love it in Los Angeles. It's the same ad, only in Spanish. Osiento, 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 dash osiento, 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 osiento. All right, maybe you have to be there. The number four issue on the Countdown, the situation in Puerto Rico. Can those people get rid of that guy the same way we could get rid of a politician here or not?
Yeah. I mean, there are a number of different things that they could do. And there are provisions in there for recall elections. There are provisions for impeachment. There are legal things that can be done, and certainly, you know, the kinds of, you know, really demonstrations that we've seen and large-scale dissatisfaction, you know, that can lead to action by the Puerto Rican legislature, or there can be various legal actions by the Puerto Rican Attorney General. So there are a lot of ways that this governor could be in trouble.
All right, Steve runs a website called Scamicide.com, and also is somebody who will certainly be able to, with his qualifications, written a book called Identity Theft Alert. One of the things going on during the peak of travel time are all these scams that people ought to watch out for. But then there are other things that are around. I noticed that there's been an effort to sell a lot of these free friendship bracelets that people are being approached. Tie a free bracelet around your wrist. Once the person has that, then they put them on and you can't take them off. And then they say, okay, well, you got to pay us now. We're the only ones that can get them off. Right? You've heard of that one, right?
My friend.
Yeah. They put it on. Now you can't get it off. Why don't you try this on? Oh, can't get it off? We can get it off, but you have to pay us $10 to get it off.
Right.
Yeah. So there's that. But, I mean, avoiding things like that, the motorbike, if you rent a jet ski and when you come back with it, they say, oh, you damaged that. You know, how do you? And cars, they're also, although the car rental companies are much more legit, most of these jet ski things come from local, they're all local yokels that rent that stuff out, right?
Yeah, and you know, this is one of the things is, you know, there are a variety of scams and things that people need to be aware of when you're traveling. You know, you go from the biggest one where a lot of people will rent, you know, even using Airbnb or you know, VRBO or other websites homes, and then it ends up that it's a scam listing and you've just sent money to a scammer. Oh, yeah. Now, this is a big one. I'll tell you, there's an easy way with those, and I actually took my own advice once. There was a deal for an online place, and what I tell people to do is you go online, because you can go get anything online today, and go to the tax assessor's office for the city or town where that property is located. And if the name of the person you're sending money to doesn't match the name of the person who owns that property, you got a good indication it's a scam.
Yep.
But the more direct ones that, you know, are what you're talking about, and these are people, you know, coming up to you on the street with any kind of options of free or low cost, whatever it is. But the bottom line is all of these free and low cost things are too expensive for you. You really have to be skeptical of them. And even when it comes to, you know, renting a jet ski and somebody's got a great price, well, you know, sounds too good to be true. It generally is. You really have to confirm who you're dealing with. You got to check these people out, whatever you're doing, ahead of time. And, you know, maybe it's a slight pain in the neck and maybe you'll pay more, but you'll sleep at night better.
I love the shoe shine scam. The guy drops his brush, you pick it up. He says, oh, let me shine your shoes. And then after he shines them, he says, well, I need you to pay me $10.
Yeah.
And you don't, so he dumps a pigeon crap on your shoe. All right, just be careful as you travel this summer. I think that's the word to the wise from Stephen J.J. Wiseman. After all, wise is his name. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.